Three of them were held by Catholic archbishops who could be relied upon reliably to vote for a Catholic candidate. The other three were held by Protestant princes, the electors of Saxony, the elector of Brandenburg, and the elector of the Palatinate himself. The seventh vote was held by the King of Bohemia, whoever he was. As long as the Habsburgs held the seventh vote, they could rely on a Catholic candidate being chosen as emperor. But if the Protestants were to gain control of Bohemia, there would now be four Protestant votes, a majority of Protestant votes for emperor, and it could completely change the balance of power in the empire. There's a sense, in other words, in which by 1618, the Palatinate has returned to the same kind of brinkmanship it showed in the Jülich-Kleve crisis of 1610. But now, instead of two small duchies being at issue, what's at stake is the entire future of the Holy Roman Empire itself. There's one final piece I'd like to throw into the pot to explain the complexities of the Thirty Years' War, and that is the contemporary geopolitical problems faced by the Spanish Empire at this time. During the Thirty Years' War, cooperation between the two branches of the Habsburg family, the Austrian Habsburgs and the Spanish Habsburgs, would have momentous consequences. And what ultimately lay behind this cooperation, other than the family connection, was the massive strategic problem being faced by King Philip III of Spain, who was the successor of Philip II. Spain's basic problem was how to get troops from the Mediterranean to the Netherlands. The 12-year truce that had been signed with the Dutch in 1609 had been extremely unpopular in Spain. Dutch attacks on the Iberian Overseas Empire had mounted sharply, and in March of 1618, the Spanish Council of State began discussing among itself whether or not they should renew the truce when it expired in 1621. Most of the members of the Council of State felt that unless the terms of the truce could be changed, to Spain's advantage, of course, especially regarding overseas trade, the truce should not be renewed. There's a sense, in other words, in which already by the end of 1620, the Spanish Council of State sees a major war coming in northwestern Europe in 1621. Indeed, the fact that a major war was coming could be seen by most informed political observers in Europe at this time. Here was Spain's problem in a nutshell. The western passages over the Alps, the passages which led through Savoy and around near the Swiss city of Geneva and up in Franche-Comté, what is now French Burgundy, which had been the traditional route of Spanish armies during the 16th century, was now blocked to Spain by the hostility of France under Henry IV and the Duke of Savoy. There were a series of central passes, but these were controlled by the Swiss Confederation, which insisted on neutrality and was not to be messed with. There was, however, a third possibility. There was an eastern passageway which linked the Spanish territories in Milan in northern Italy with the Tyrol, which was an Austrian Habsburg possession. And once you could get from Milan to the Tyrol, you could then get to Alsace, another Habsburg possession, and then down and up north, to the Netherlands. This crucial eastern passageway ran through an alpine valley known as the Val Tellin, which had an odd constitutional status. Most of the inhabitants of the valley, the Val Tellin, were Catholics, but they were ruled by an alpine confederacy called the Grey League, which was itself Protestant. The Catholics constantly complained about being oppressed by their Protestant masters, and in 1618 they rose in revolt. The Protestants put them down so severely that there was a massive refugee exodus from the valley, and a lot of these refugees, Catholic refugees from the Val Tellin, decided to ask for Habsburg help. They ended up in various Habsburg courts in Tyrol in Austria or in Milan in northern Italy and asked for help. In July of 1620, therefore, Spanish troops from northern Italy sealed off the southern approach to the valley. Simultaneously, Austrian troops from the north sealed off the northern approach. The population of the Val Tellin rose up and massacred all of their Protestant overlords. A Spanish force then conveniently marched in, and Spain was exultant because a new Spanish road had been established over the Alps, connecting northern Italy with the Netherlands. But there was a crucial problem. Having decided to send their troops through the eastern passages, through the Alps, and ultimately on to the Netherlands, the Spanish had in effect now committed themselves to supporting the stability of the Austrian Habsburg regime in Central Europe. They could not let the Austrians be destabilized. And as we're going to see in a subsequent lecture, that would draw Spain deeper into the Thirty Years' War than it ever wanted to go.